Welcome to the Greatness Within Morning Motivation Podcast, presented by Red Pills Productions.
Rome wasn't built in a day. We all know that. That is representative of life, because you don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. They take struggle. They take relentless pursuit day in and day out. That's what it takes.
It's an endless process. Endless process. Every day you're having to constantly battle. That person's still there. That person always lives. That's the point about you have to continue to always challenge yourself every day.
The moment. That moment when you're waiting to do something that you don't want to do. All that time in that moment, while you are waiting to take action. That moment when you're waiting to do something, it's like an apparition. A hideous dream, a nightmare. And so the battle, the struggle, it takes place in that moment. It's not knowing what to do. That's not the battle. It's not actually doing it. That's not the battle. It's the moment in between. It's the hesitation. Hesitation is the enemy. And this is where the enemy of action, the enemy of commitment, the enemy of change, that's where the enemy lies. It lies in the waiting. In all you have to do to win is overcome that moment, the waiting, the hesitation. All you have to do is go. Move. Take action. Get out of bed. Get your feet on the ground. Do not hesitate. Do not wait. Go forward. Go to war and win.
What do you want in your life? We have so much influence coming at us that we are so lost. We don't know what we want to do because we don't spend enough time with ourselves. It's okay to sit in a room by yourself in a chair and just think about you, where I want to be, where do I see myself tomorrow, the next year from that. And it takes a lot of self-discipline. The reason why we go back to old habits is because our goals are too lofty. We're not achieving our goals fast enough. So what happens is, you know what, oh man, we're very impatient nowadays. For me, it was good. I didn't have a phone. I was out of this world by myself. It was a race against David Goggins. It wasn't a race against, God, I want to look good for this person or that person. It was me. I got to change myself. So for me, if I lost 5 pounds in a week, I got a feeling. I allowed myself to feel proud of that. I didn't look at, I gotta lose 106 pounds. I'm like, man, I went from 297, now I'm 292 in 1 week, man. I'm killing it. We're not proud of ourselves for the small accomplishments. What we need is we need this monstrosity of the thing to happen and say, ah, I did it. Nah. There's a process that you have to go through, and patience is the process.
Success and failure are generally slow processes. Either slowly building things up or gradually tearing them down. And that's why I say you've got to pay attention. You have to watch. You have to watch every single second. Because those seconds, they turn into minutes. Then minutes turn into hours, and hours turn into days, and days turn into years. And so, that second that just went by, that counted. And so did that second. And so did that one. And in those precious seconds, you were either building or you were decaying. You were either gaining ground or you were losing ground in that second. And in every second. Every second counts. So, make every second count. You want to improve? You want to get better? You want to get on a workout program or a clean diet? You want to start a business? Where do you start? You start right here. And when do you start? You start right now. You initiate the action aggressively. You go. Because the idea isn't going to execute itself. And the book isn't going to write itself. And the weights out in the gym, they're not going to move themselves. You have to do it. And you have to do it now. Just start doing it. Take that first step. And make it happen. Get after it. And get after it here and now.
You have to have like real rigid requirements of yourself where you don't allow yourself to back out of things and you don't allow yourself to slack off. And I don't think people put those kind of requirements on themselves as if it's it is a daily principle of life, like what you must get done. And if you did that, I think you'd be healthier and happier, and your body would perform more smoothly. And if you require your body to do things like that, I think it rises to the occasion. There are very few people that have that kind of discipline. So because of that, they come up with excuses. And excuses are a giant part of the problem. It's not simply a physical health issue. There's also mental aspects of it, and discipline's a big one. And if you're used to doing this, get in your car, sit down, drive to the office, sit down, go to the lunch, sit down, you know, go to the board meeting, sit down, get in your car on the way home, sit down, get home in front of the TV, sit down, then go to the gym, they don't have any energy. I think it's a lot of it is the mindset. There's been many, many people that have just put their foot down and said, enough, I'm gonna change my life. And they don't take any excuses and they feel way, way better. There's also a discipline aspect. And these things are not mutually exclusive. They exist together. They're all together. And they work symbiotically. The way your mindset affects the choices you make. You don't have to go to a CrossFit class and try to do the workout of the day. You don't have to go nuts and do clean and presses with 150 pounds. You don't have to do that, but you have to do something. Just get your blood moving. Your body has requirements. It wants to move. It really does. And when it does, you feel better. But people like to give themselves this excuse. I do not have the energy to do this. Whatever. If you decide that, that's true. But if you watch a motivational video, there's 100 of them on YouTube, thousands even. Go watch one, you'll get fired up. You're like, fuck it, I'm gonna jump some rope. You jump some rope, you do something. Just do some push-ups, do something. Do some bodyweight squats. You'll feel better. But it's also like learning that and having that as a part of your daily life. I'm not talking about someone with like serious degenerative illness. I'm talking about just a regular person who's overweight. You can do it. I'm just saying, just do something. Gotta do something.
you got to get up early. You got to work out, and you have to prioritize and execute. And having that checklist that you put together the night before about what you want to do and what's important is absolutely critical. Otherwise, you lose it. When we get away from the things that we talk about to people, we're human beings like everybody else, and we can get pulled in different directions. When we get away from those things, it doesn't work. Things start to fall apart. You lose track of where the priorities are.
Hello, world best people. If you love our podcast, our podcast help you? Please support our work and help us to give you more our work. Your little donation will help us to survive in tough time. Please, click link in description or about section to donate little as possible. Thank you. Hello, world best people. If you love our podcast, our podcast help you? Please support our work and help us to give you more our work. Your little donation will help us to survive in tough time. Please, click link in description or about section to donate little as possible. Thank you.